Four public schools in Philadelphia have each received a half dozen artworks from the Philadelphia Museum of Art's collection. The pieces are high-quality reproductions of masterworks by Van Gogh, Monet, and others. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that they're leftovers from a three-year public outreach program.
The kids at Edward Gideon Elementary School in Philadelphia's Strawberry Mansion neighborhood were understandably rowdy because this was the last day of school before summer vacation. But just the day before, they received six high-quality prints of artwork by artists like the Swiss abstract painter Paul Klee, Philadelphia artist Mo Brooker, and Faith Ringgold, who's famous for her narrative quilts and a children's book called Tar Beach. Principal Shawneel Taylor says her school was given a reproduction of Ringgold's quilt that tells the story of Tar Beach.
The primary kid's like, oh my goodness, I know this. And then the teacher's engaging in the conversations about the book, and now look at the painting, well, the quilt that's on the wall.
Gideon is one of four schools, which includes Cramp, Southwark, and George Washington High, to receive these reproductions. Their image quality is several steps above the poster prints you can buy at the museum gift shop. Custom photographed, printed, and framed to actual size, the prints are extremely high resolution and made to be durable because they were part of the Philadelphia Museum of Art's Inside Out program. For the last three summers, they were placed outside in towns like Brewerytown, Glenside, Lansdowne, Phoenixville, and Haddonfield, New Jersey. In all, more than 60 neighborhoods and municipalities received 74 reproductions for a summer season. Timothy Rubb is the museum CEO.
And why just put these reproductions in the closet when we're done? We think they can have a great and long life in area schools to enrich people's understanding of art and what's in the museum.
At the announcement of the donation, school superintendent William Height reiterated his support of art in public schools as a way of helping students become better and more accomplished students. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.